From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Foreclosure rates are down in the Sunshine State, but Florida still leads the nation when it comes to families losing their homes. WLRN reporter Marva Hinton has the story.
The research firm Realty Track reports that Florida had the highest foreclosure rate in the nation in April, with 1 in 400 homes in the state being bank-owned. That's despite the foreclosure rate being down 9% from April 2013. The problem is pretty widespread across the state. Among U.S. metro areas with more than 200,000 people, 11 of the 20 cities with the highest foreclosure rates were in Florida. The South Florida metro area came in third. The Orlando area topped the list. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
In related news, Florida housing officials have restarted a program designed to help some homeowners drastically reduce their mortgage payments. The online application process for the Florida Hardest Hit Fund Principal Reduction Program has reopened. To qualify, a borrower must live in the home as a primary residence, be current on the mortgage, owe more than 125% of current market value, and have an average household income of less than 140% of the area median income. Sika Green of the Florida Housing Finance Corporation says the program is designed for homeowners who have been responsible during tough economic times.
People got 2 and 3 jobs. They got extra streams of income. They used their savings. In some cases, may have pulled some retirement money out to stay current on that mortgage.
The program started last fall. 25,000 applications were quickly accepted, and the program was closed to any more. Through the Hardest Hit program, homeowners can receive up to $50,000 in principal reduction funds. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.